time now for this week's edition of The Early Music Show, presented by Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome once again to the 2015 York Early Music Festival. It's one of our annual treats here on the show because for 10 days each year, almost everyone who's anyone in early music seems to be in the same place all at the same time. And what a great setting it is. Concerts take place in many of the city's historic buildings, from the huge Minster to the pretty Norman Church of St Margaret's Walmgate, now the home of the National Centre for Early Music, where all the festival planning takes place. The chosen theme this year is Entente Cordiale, which draws together 300 years of Anglo-French musical history. And in today's concert, the German harpsichordist Andreas Steyr explores two great 17th century traditions by placing works by English composers alongside some of their French contemporaries. In this first set, we'll hear two short pieces by Jacques Champion de Chambonnière. He's considered to be the founder of the French harpsichord school and was much admired at the royal court, not only for his playing, but also as a dancer, regularly strutting his stuff alongside light-footed Louis XIV. Whether one desires lovely melodies and fine accompanying parts mingled together, beauty of rhythm, a light touch or speed of hand, wrote one of Chambonnière's admirers, it can be said that the harpsichord has met its ultimate master. But we begin with a piece from a rather more controversial character, John Bull, whose life was so riddled with scandal and financial problems that he was forced to flee London for the Netherlands, spending the rest of his life as organist at Antwerp Cathedral. He based this fantasia on six notes of the scale, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Thank you.
Chacon in F and Allemande in D by Jacques Champion de Chambonnière. And before that, Ut Re Mi Fa Sol by John Bull. Part of this concert of 17th century French and English music, given in York earlier this month by the harpsichordist Andreas Steyer. He's playing two pieces by William Byrd next, both of them from the early Jacobean manuscript known as the Fitzwilliam Virginal Book. The volume was compiled in the early 1600s by Francis Tregean as he languished in prison for his Catholic faith. Being wealthy and well-connected, he was allowed writing materials, and his friends sent him their favourite pieces to copy out, which at least must have helped pass the time. The second one is a set of 22 variations on the popular Elizabethan tune known as Walsingham. But first, Byrd's keyboard setting of the popular Venetian song, Chi passa per questa strada.
Thank you.
harpsichordist Andreas Steyr with settings of two early popular tunes, Walsingham and before that the Italian song Chi Passa. Well, earlier on we heard music by Chambonnier, and although his name may not be all that familiar, it was he who was responsible for launching the Parisian career of one of his most famous countrymen, Louis Couperin. The story goes that one evening, Louis and his brothers paid a visit to the home of the much-celebrated Chambonnier. Invited in to play over dinner, the trio made a great impression. Louis became a pupil of Chambonnier and was subsequently presented at court. We're going to hear Couperin's suite in F major, six short movements, the last of which is a tribute to one of the most acclaimed lutenists of the time, Monsieur de Blancrochet, who unfortunately suffered a fatal accident falling down a set of steep stairs. So it's a very personal little piece. The large downward leaps in the bass line are thought to represent the fall, whilst passages in the higher register are the much-loved lutenist's ascent to heaven.
Thank you. Thank you.
Suite in F Major by Louis Couperin, performed on the harpsichord by Andreas Steyer. Some more settings of popular tunes now, this time by Henry Purcell, including his arrangement of the traditional Scottish ballad Peggy, I Must Love You. First, though, a prelude from Purcell's Suite No. 5.
Thank you.
Music by Henry Purcell. The prelude from his suite number 5 in D, followed by 5 short pieces from the anthology Music's Handmade, published in 1689. Highlights from a harpsichord concert given by Andreas Steyer at the National Centre for Early Music, part of the York Early Music Festival. Well, we've just time for one final piece, and it's by another French composer who, like Couperin, was also a protégé of Charbonnier. Jean-Henri d'Anglebert was in fact his teacher's successor at the court of Louis XIV, and so became a member of the elite group of musicians who were in constant service at Versailles. He took part in theatrical entertainments, gave lessons to the royal children, and performed in the concerts held 3 times a week in the palace's Grand Salon. We're going to hear the prelude, Chaconne Rondo, from his only published work, Pièce de Clavecin.
Thank you.
Jean-Henri d'Anglebert's Prelude and Chaconne Rondo, performed by Andreas Steyer at the York Early Music Festival, bringing this week's edition of the Early Music Show to a close. The programme was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Ruth Thompson. Next week, Lucy is back in York with highlights from the festival's biennial International Young Artists Competition.